Time after time, I went searching for peace in some void. I was trying to blame all my ills on this world I was in. Surface relationships used me till I was done in. And all the while, Jesus was waiting to free me from sin. He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. Jesus was there all the time. Never again will I look for a fake rainbow's end. Now that I have the Lord Jesus, my life is just starting to rise, starting each new day with Him is a cup of fresh life. Oh, what I miss! Jesus was waiting right there all the time. He was there all the time. Jesus was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. Jesus has been there all the time. God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death. Guilt's way to victory. I'll see the lights of glory, and I know He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And life is worth the living just because He lives. He lives. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to Him? Time He has waited before, and now He is waiting again to see if you are willing to open the door. How He wants to come in. If you take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find His arms open wide. Receive Him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart He'll abide. Time after time He has waited before, and now He is waiting again to see if you are willing to open the door. Oh, how He wants to come in. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than to have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses our land. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain. and beheld in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. This world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. This world affords today. I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. I'm following Jesus each step of the way. The pathway is narrow, but He leads me on. I walk in His shadow, my fears are all gone. My spirit grows stronger each moment, each day. For Jesus is leading each step of the way. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty path bowed down with care, God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardon from His sin. O love of God, glad and strong. It shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels song. Could we within the ocean fill, and were the sky of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels song. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight goes a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strands it unceasingly falls for my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love, ah, soul, are you here without comfort or rest, marching down the rough pathway of time? Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept this sweet peace, O sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love, I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone that goes astray, Jesus will come to show the way. I believe above the storm the smallest breath will still be heard. I believe that Jesus on God's throne hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why. I believe. I believe for everyone that goes astray, Jesus will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest breath will still be heard. I believe that Jesus on God's throne hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. The chimes of time rang out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others. He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. He left the splendor of heaven, knowing His destiny. 'Cause the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down His life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this if that isn't love. Even in death He remembers the thief hanging by His side. He spoke with love and compassion. Then He took him to paradise. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this if that isn't love. Shackled by a heavy burden, need the load of guilt and shame. In the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout.
Well, in fact, he's had a very difficult day and a painful night. But I've taken the liberty to have this recording in his bedroom so that we could have the joy of hearing his testimony once again. Brother Israel, we thank God for you. You've meant a lot to us in our assembly as an elder, as well as a father and many other features that we thank God for. And just tell the folk what's on your heart. Perhaps you can start with a testimony of yours.
I gave my heart to the Lord over 41 years ago. I thought before I did this that living good and being a nice boy would take me to heaven. But as I kept going to Sunday school and to the meeting places, which I never miss without sickness, I loved to hear the Word of God. I found out one night through the preaching of Brother August Van Ryn, 17th of February, 1939, on a Friday night, about 8:30 o'clock. He spoke that night from Philippians 2, verses 9, 10, 11. Said, my text will be tonight, every knee shall bow. So, he read that. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him, Jesus, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now I knew, up until then, I had never done that. So during his preaching, he pointed down the aisle, and I asked him after the meeting if he wasn't pointing at me. He said, I didn't really know or realize you were in the meeting. I said, no, I just said that. I say, I believe that was the Spirit of God pointing at me, trying to arouse me to the sense of my need, that I had gone long enough trying to live a good life, which was all in vain. God's word says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. All our righteousness are as filthy rags. So during the preaching, as he pointed down the aisle, he made this statement. He's an unsaved soul. If you die in your sin and go to hell, you're going to still have to bow, but it'll be too late. And I saw it that night like I've never seen it before. And he gave out the hymn, Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. I say, I'm going to take him tonight. So after the meeting, I went over to Sister Lillian. Right there in the front room, we called Brother August. And he led me to the Lord. And I tell you, if anyone knows anything about joy and happiness, it's me. And I started from that night witnessing for my Lord. And when I start telling what the Lord has done, it's hard to find a stopping place. To save my soul, he gave his only son, that I might know his grace. Joy fills my heart today. Sin's guilt, he took away. And I start telling what the Lord has done. It's hard to find a stopping place. Then another chorus goes like this. I feel so much better talking about that good old way. I feel so much better talking about the Lord.
Thank you, Aziel. I'm going to ask you to give a little message to your friends in Abaco and as well as in Nassau and other areas. A message for them. I know they've been on your heart, and every time I go to Abaco and Nassau, folk always speak about you and certainly tell me a lot about the real joy you brought to them. And you made Christianity live, come alive, and they were really thrilled with it. How about a word to them?
Thank you, Brother Frank. I found in my Christian experience, there's nothing like being in the family of God. Nothing like knowing that your brothers and sisters care. Not only to tell you they care, but to prove it in deed and in love in all sorts of ways. And I pray for God's people every morning because I love them and I'm a part of the family of God. Some are more close to me than others, but they're all precious. You take Sister Marion from a boy I've been going in and out of that home. And I don't know one time that they have spoke rough to me or said anything to hurt my feelings. All I've ever seen in that home was love manifested toward me and also toward others. And I pray for that precious family every day, every morning. Oh Lord, bless the Aubrey families. Make them to be what they ought to be, for thy praise and for thy glory. Even this last time in Nassau, I got to meet some others while going around to visit him. I know one day I was thrilled in my soul as I met Brother Wade and Sister Marguerite, Brother Jaziel at their work. And I had prayer with them. And I told them I loved them. And I told them that I cared. Oh, how wonderful it is to know that we have this care in our hearts for God's people. One writer could say, Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true, and always what I do for you must needs be done for others. And God's people everywhere and all of the chapel places and all of the meeting places, I thank my God for them praying for me so much and being so mindful. And I believe they're going to keep on praying. And I'm so thankful, and the Lord bless you everyone for what you have done, for what you will do. And it's so good to be in the family of God. Now I want to go across to Abacove. The Lord laid it on my heart 3 years ago or more to go over to Abacove. I did not know where I was going. I knew just a few people over there. And I went from place to place. And oh, I said, am I worth this? I'm not worth how I'm getting treated. At every place I went, but especially in Manawar, what precious people are there? The Lord bless them all. They were so kind to me. Nothing that I lacked while I was there. Some of the things that were done by me, I said, well, this is direct from God. One day I was trying to visit down to Guanaquil, and a brother said, what's your problem? I say, well, the man I was supposed to go with didn't turn up. So what do you want? I say, I would like to go and serve the Lord today, Guanaquil. Says, I'll be right with you. Brother Benny, I think that was. They were waiting around the boats. And Lord bless him. I enjoyed that so much that day. And he not only carried me, he came back for me. He did it all well. And even there in the chapel, the assembly there, all the saints there are so precious. Lord bless them. And it's some unsaved men there that are so kind. Oh, Lord, if I start calling names, I'll worry about it. But, Lord, those that are unsaved, some of them ask me, would I pray for them? And I've prayed for them every morning since. And I'm not going to stop praying. I was so thankful that, brother, the Lord heard prayer and saved Brother Lloyd and brought him to the Savior. I pray for him every morning. Him and his wife, Sister Annie, and I ask God to give her the grace to carry on. And others there as well, I pray much for Uncle Nell. This man is so old, getting along in years, and still leaving God out. Oh, how could he do this? You need not do without him. It is not yet too late. He has not closed the day of grace. He has not shut the gate. He calls you, oh, he calls you. And he would not have you go another step without it, because he loves you. So, Lord bless everyone. I've met, as I said, such precious people as I've tried to serve the Lord. Ever since I gave my heart to the Lord, I've been trying to serve him. But for now, over 11 years, I've been serving him in visitation work. Now when I come out of the home, sometimes I said, Lord, how can I stop doing this? This is blessing my soul so much. When I hear sisters, brothering sisters, that have gone on to glory, I said, pick them up in the evening, take them to the chapel, drop them back. If I only had something to give you, Brother Asa, I say, you don't have to give me nothing. The Lord will make that man down the street sell one of his sheep. He'll make that man down the road there sell plenty of bananas. So you don't have to worry about that. The Lord's going to take care of me. And it's been such joy to serve like this. Many nights I've gone home and didn't change. Didn't take a bath, just put my clothes on and jumped to go to serve others. And I knew when I was serving others, I was serving my blessed Lord. That's what he has done. And that's what he's still doing. Oh, what a Savior we have. In thy presence, we are happy. In thy presence, we're secure. in thy presence, all afflictions we can easily endure. In thy presence we could conquer, we could suffer, we could die. Wandering from thee, we are feeble. Let thy love, Lord, keep us nigh. And I want to thank again all of God's people that have been so precious to me and so kind. I have lacked one thing in this world since I've been sick. In no way. I have asked a person for anything. I have told a person about anything. And the Lord has met everything up until this very day. Oh, what a seed. I can't understand why people could carry on. Unsaved people. I love those precious men so well. Here on the boats. And go out on the boats, pray for them every day. These men that go up and down. Although they're unsaved, they've been so nice to me. God bless them. And I love them. Everyone. Thanks again to Brother Perry for coming by. What a blessing he's been. Brother Ludi, when they've met me many times and encouraged me so much. Oh, Lord, how good is the God we adore. Our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is as great as his power, and he knows neither measure nor end. With Jesus I would ever be. His matchless name adore. He's done so very much for me. I want to love him more. His children he will not forsake, no troubles press him sore, but in my soul sweet peace awaits. I want to love him more. Just last night, the pain I went through all night. The nurse gave me a needle and said, you'll go right off. But that nurse didn't know how sick I was. My Savior knew the pain I had. That nurse didn't know. And that needle didn't face that pain. But my Savior's presence was so real. I said, Lord, this makes me think of the agony and pain that thou dost go through. There was no sorrow like unto his sorrow. He pointed to the nail prints. For me his blood was shed. A mocking crown so thorny was placed upon his head. I wondered what he saw in me. To some such, he thanked me, oh, the love that saw me. Oh, the blood that bore me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, and with adoring wonder, his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Oh, Lord, I praise thee. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to stand. I'm ready to do his will. I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to die. I'm ready for his eternity. Help me, Lord, to continue to go on. If it be thy gracious will, Lord, help me to get out and serve thee once more. But if not, thy will be done. Now, as I lie here in my bed, I am looking up to my God for help and comfort. But I don't believe it will be long before I will look up. I will look at. I will be old face to face. What a joy that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. What a day. What a glorious day.
Amen. Brother Israel, thank you so much. And I don't want to cut you off here, but what I want you to do is give a special message to the young people of our assembly, as well as greeting from your heart to the entire church at Spanish Well.
I just want to say, what the young Christians have meant in our chapel. Both boys and girls, they have showed me such kindness and such love and such concern. Lord, bless them, everyone. I know you will be faithful to reward everyone. And Lord, the whole entire assembly has been so precious and so good to me in every way. And I pray God's blessing upon them. Although the road is rough along the way, we'll be sure that the landing will be complete someday when we arrive on the other shore. We think those young people again that's not saved that come to the Sunday school and to the meetings. Oh Lord, speak to their hearts. Bring them to the Savior. Help them to get right before the judgment comes. Because the writer could say, when I stand on that great judgment hall, I'll face nobody's record but mine. Lord, save those that are not saved. Bless every family concerned there in the chapel and everywhere else all over this world. We pray in our Savior's name.
Well, Aziel, I know I'm asking a great deal from you, but your message and song has been a great blessing to us. And I know it's difficult, but would you like to try a song, Brother Aziel?
I feel so weak right now, Brother Frank. But it might bless someone else. So I'll sing this one. Whatever the cross may be, whatever the cross may be, God give me the grace and strength to face whatever the cross may be.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Aziel. I know that was difficult for you to do, but it just encourages my own heart, and it has taught, at least it is teaching me, not to complain. Sometimes we get up on the pulpit and we preach, and we tell people to rejoice, and even quote Paul's word, and again I say rejoice, and yet there are times when you have these physical disabilities and pain, we realize it's not easy. And Brother Aziel, I want you to know that, again, that you've been a tremendous blessing to all of our hearts. I know that I can speak for all of the workers and for the leaders of the churches here. And you've also been a blessing to our children. And we thank God for you and for this. This has meant a lot to us. You have no idea. And that's the reason why, of course, I've been so anxious to get this recording from you. Some of these words that we've heard from you already, and we really appreciate it. And we are continuing to pray for you. You know, we're wishing you God's best, and that you'll also have a restful night.
I'd like to say again to the young Christians, if you want to live a happy, victorious life, keep in the book, study God's word, reading fine, but study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Read the word of God, don't miss a day, and pray every day. And one of the most difficult things I found in my Christian experience is to pray for your enemies. Pray for those that seemingly are against you. It's not easy to do this, Christian. But if you do it when you see God work, it'll make your heart rejoice. And the Lord has been so good, and I've proven in many, many different ways how He's carried me through many, many storms and trials. But I believe the storm will soon be over, and will be in the haven of rest with my Lord. We long when storms pass by, we long for them to go. We long for the calm. So that's the way with us as God's children. It'll never be calm again until we see Him, whom having not seen, we have learned to love. So the Lord is good. His stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. For fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear it. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. It's good to get the word of God to memory. What I memorized when I was young, went to Sunday school, I could quote right along from verse to verse. The Lord is my helper. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, come upon me, the Lord will lift me up.
Amen. Thank you, Asia. I see you're getting a little weary, and you've been so kind, and I don't want to presume on you, but what I want you to do is close our session out in a word of prayer, and remember, of course, the entire land.
Our Father in heaven, again this afternoon, we bow in thy blessing. As we said before in the temple, we bow in now in thy presence. At that day when we arrive on the other shore, we'll be in thy presence. His fullness of joy, the psalmist could say, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And until that glad and glorious day, keep us, Lord, O keep us clean to thyself, and still believe till the hour of our receiving from his joys with thee. We pray for all of God's servants again everywhere. O Lord, bless them, everyone, and bless thy word as it goes forth. When we think of our land again, we think of men on this island, such men as Mr. Geithner. I don't miss one morning, only that I pray for this man. Precious Lord, don't let him go to hell. Say, Glenn, every morning, Lord, save them. Bruce, all of these boys, Roy, every one of them, if I'm not calling the names, just those that come to the meeting. I was so thrilled to see Phil Aldry the other night in the meeting. Oh God, answer his mother and sister's prayer and save him. And others in our chapel that come to the meeting there. There are many broken facts there. Oh God, answer prayer. I have some precious family that come and listen to the word of God, still not saved. Oh Lord, save it. Save each member of our kin. Save thy children's children before Jesus comes. Now, our Father, we commit ourselves to thee again, thanking thee once more for saving us and bringing us to thyself. Thanking thee for the many blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us all along the way. Oh Lord, we pray that thou wouldst lead us in the path of righteousness. Keep far from us anything that would dishonor the blessed name Jesus. And may we never cease to praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We thank thee again for Brother Frank and Sister Emily and his precious friends. Oh Lord, be very near to each one. And may we all look forward to the day when we'll meet on that beautiful shore. We ask in our Savior's all worthy and precious and wonderful and beautiful name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Israel. May God give you a restful night.